Hello and welcome to our audio recording for Epiphany 5. We've reached that time in Epiphany where we're no longer within the greater Christmas season and our attention turns towards Lent and preparation for being disciples rather than just being hearers of the word. In a moment we'll have our reading from Isaiah and Luke, but first our collect. Let us pray. O Lord, watch over your household with constant love, that supported by you alone, we may always stand firm in your protection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. A reading from Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their face, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of the Lord's glory." Pivots of the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" "Here I am," I said. "Send me." And our gospel reading is from Luke chapter 5. One day Jesus was standing by Lake Gennesaret, and the crowd pressed in on him to hear the word of God. He saw two boats moored by the side of the lake. The fishers had disembarked and were washing their nets. Jesus stepped into the boat belonging to Simon and asked him to take it out from the shore a bit. Then, remaining seated, he continued to teach the crowd from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Pull into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Rabbi, we've been working hard all night long and have caught nothing, but if you say so, I'll lower the nets." And their nets were so full of fish that they nearly broke. So they called another boat to help them, and there were so many fish, both boats nearly sank. After Simon saw what had happened, he was filled with awe and fell down before Jesus, saying, "Leave me, Rabbi, for I am a sinful man." Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will fish for different kinds." Today's readings are all about how our perceptions are changed when we are in God's presence. How we expect or perceive one thing, but then something quite different happens. How our past is cleansed in surprising ways, how we are offered new ways of life that we maybe never would have thought of. Did Simon think he would ever not be a fisherman? Here is a little reflection. In ancient times, they went to sea, yet in the seeing they were blind, blinded by the sense of right, of knowing, of preconceived entitlement. The expectation then was plain: stay the same, we know the score, there is no more. In ancient times, there is always more. Burning coals on parched lips, visions bright and angel song, new remembrances of old truths. Fish swimming in a different direction are still fish. Our closing prayer. We thank you, Lord, whose finger touched our dust and gave it breath. We thank you, Lord, who gave us sight and sense to see the flowers, to hear the wind, to feel the waters in our hand, to sleep with the night and wake with the sun, to stand upon this earth, to hear your voice and sing your praise. Our hearts are stirred with each new sight and sound. Like a stream, the whole world pours into our lives and eyes and hands and fills our souls with joy of gratitude and living gladness. We want to embrace and experience and express every good thing in your world. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name. Amen.